And we'll turn, I'll help you if I tell you where to look. We'll turn to John chapter 11. John chapter 11. I will read a few verses from verse 17. Verse 17, then when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already. Now Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha had come. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and abideth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? She answered and said unto him, Lord, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And when she had so said, she went her way and called Mary her sister, secretly saying, the Master is come, and he calleth for thee. Amen. Ending our reading there. Praying the Lord will bless the reading and the preaching of his holy and precious word. Shall we bow for a brief word in prayer? O gracious God, eternal Father, we do thank you for this Lord's Day and for this Resurrection Day. And we think how you rose again from the dead, triumphantly over sin and hell and the grave. And we come now to worship thee and to preach thy word. And Lord, we do pray for thy help. For without thee this night, we can do nothing, Lord. And so we cry unto thee, Lord. And we call upon you. And we ask you, Lord, to bless us. And to be with us now. And to undertake for us. As we seek to preach the word of God. Lord, bless every head that's bowed before thee, Lord. And we do remember especially any unsaved people who are in without Christ and without hope. We just pray that thou will speak and save. Fill us with thy Holy Spirit, for without thee we can do nothing. And Lord, we pray for a mighty blessing, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Our text tonight is found in verses 25 and 26. Jesus saith unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? The title I am was first used by God when Moses asked him, When Moses asked God, "Whom shall I say has sent me?" And God said, "I am. Tell them I am has sent thee." It is said to be the great Jehovahistic name of God. And it might be translated, "I was, I am, and shall always continue to be." When Jesus said, "Before Abraham was, I am," his enemies wanted to stone him because he had made himself God. There are 8 of these I am declarations in the New Testament. 7 in the book of John, the Gospel of John. 1 in the book of the Revelation. They're said to be, "I am the bread of life," John chapter 6, verse 35. "I am the light of the world," John 8, verses 1 to 12. "I am the door," John 10, 7 to 10. "I am the good shepherd," John 10, verse 11. "I am the resurrection and the life," again, John 11. "I am the way, the truth and the life," John chapter 14, verse 6. "I am the true vine," John 15, verses 1 to 8. "And I am Alpha and Omega," Revelation 1, verse 18. But tonight we want to take a look at the 5th statement. "I am the resurrection and the life." And these words were spoken to Martha at the tomb of her dear brother who had died. Now what does Christ mean by this statement? And what does this statement mean for us? First of all, this is a statement of fact, so it is. Christ always deals with facts. And all things he said, spoke about, were facts. Heaven and hell are facts, friend. People that deny these things. There's people that they say, "You die, that's it. There's no heaven, there's no hell, there's no eternity." But heaven and hell, beloved, are facts. This Bible teaches it, and Christ spoke about them. Sin is a fact. People make a mark of sin. But beloved, we're all sinners before God. We're sinful people. We live in a sinful world. So we do. And we can see the results of sin all around us every day. Death is a fact. We go down the road, we pass graveyards. We have all been to the house of mourning. We have all been bereaved. We have all been to the funerals. No one can deny that death is not a fact. Salvation is a fact. You're here tonight without Christ. You can be saved. You can be redeemed. You can have your sins forgiven. You can leave here tonight rejoicing, knowing it's well with your soul, knowing you have a home in heaven. Salvation is a fact, friend. But also damnation is a fact. For if you die without Christ and die in your sin, you'll go to the lost eternity. Oh, beloved tonight, the Lord, everything God spoke about, everything the Lord spoke about were facts. And these I am statements are facts. When he said, "I am the bread of life," that means he is the source of life, the sustainer of life. When he said, "I am the light of the world," that means he gave light and hope into this dark, sinful world. When he said, "I am the door," it means he is the door to heaven. So yeah. When he said, "I am the good shepherd," it means he cares for the sheep and he gave his life for them. When he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, that means he is the truth, the way to heaven, the truth about heaven, and the life that continues in heaven. And when he says, he is the resurrection and the life, that is a fact, friend. And the proof of this statement is Christ himself rose again the third day. That's why we're here tonight. That's why we have Easter. We thank God tonight. This is resurrection day. Christ is no longer on the cross. He's no longer in the tomb. But he's risen, exalted in heaven, and able to save to the uttermost all who come unto God by him. And also he brought Lazarus from the dead. In verses 43 and 44 of this chapter, we read, and when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound with a napkin. And Jesus said unto them, loose him and let him go. He brought Lazarus from the dead. And this fact is seen in the salvation of the lost. Jesus said there in verse 25, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Oh, beloved, tonight, all men are sinners. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We're sinners by nature, born in sin, and we're sinners by practice. And all men are spiritually dead. Dead to the things of God. Paul wrote to the church at Ephesus, ye have ye quickened who were dead in trespasses and in sin. God said to Adam and Eve, if they ate the forbidden fruit, the day they would do so, they would die. And they ate the forbidden fruit. They did not die physically, but they died spiritually. And man died spiritually to the things of God. This book is a closed book to unsaved people. They cannot understand it. They have no love for it. Christ is no beauty that they might desire him. The things of God aren't interested to them because they're dead and trespassed in sin. But when we receive Christ, we become alive. We become new creatures in Christ. Alive unto God. Alive unto the things of God. And this, you could see it tonight, this book will be a living book to you. You'll love it. You'll read it. You'll devour it. You'll go to the house of God. You'll go to prayer meetings. And you'll live for Christ and witness for him. Beloved, tonight, if you get saved, you'll receive spiritual life. You'll receive abundant life. And you'll receive eternal life from God. These are facts, friend. And all which receive Christ, Christ gives lost sinners life. I am the resurrection and the life. And then we see also, it's a statement regarding the future. We read there in verses 25 and 26, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And though he and whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? There's a twofold meaning here. All those who die in Christ will live again at his return. And they shall rise again out of the graves to meet the Lord in the air. We read there in 1 Thessalonians and chapter 4, verse 16. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Oh, beloved, this does not mean, of course, that their souls were sleeping. The body sleeps, but the soul is in heaven with Christ. Jesus said to the dying thief, "Today shalt thou be with me in paradise." And that man died that day, and his body remained on the cross, but his soul went to be with Christ. The Apostle Paul spoke about being absent from the body, but being at home with the Lord. When the Lord Jesus was on the Mount of Transfiguration, two men appeared unto him, Moses and Elijah. Moses had died some hundreds of years before, but his soul was there, speaking to Christ. Elijah had been taken up to heaven in a whirlwind, but again he appeared to Christ, speaking to him about what happened to him when he goes to the cross. Over in the book of Revelation, in chapter 6, we read these words in verse 9. "And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost not thou judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth?" They were slain. Their bodies were still on the earth, but their soul was in heaven. We read also in Revelation chapter 7, verses 9 and 10. "After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude that no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne, before the Lamb, clothed with robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God, which sitteth on the throne, and unto the Lamb." Oh, beloved, in this scene, believers never die. In this sense, their body dies, but their soul goes to heaven to be with Christ. And then those who are alive with Christ, when he returns, shall never die. Their bodies will not taste death, and they shall rise to meet the Lord in the air. Oh, beloved, tonight, we will all go to be with Christ, and that is how we will never die. That's the blessing tonight of being saved, of knowing your sins forgiven, and of knowing and loving the Lord Jesus Christ. We think of those words, "I am the resurrection and life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and abideth in me shall never die. Believest thou this?" And then last of all, this is a statement of faith. Beloved, we receive eternal life when we receive Christ by faith in the gospel, so we do. Believing means receiving. In John chapter 3, verse 16, it says, "Whosoever," our Lord said, "for God so loved the world, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." But the Bible also says, "As many as received him, to them give he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe in his name." Beloved tonight, believing is receiving. It means believing with your heart. Amen. Over there in the book of Romans, in chapter 10 and verse 9, it says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. It's believing with your heart. You can be here tonight and you can say to me, I believe in Jesus. I believe he was born into this world, born of a virgin. I believe he lived a good sinless life. I believe he died on the cross, and I believe he rose again. And that's all very good, beloved. That's head knowledge. You need to believe with your heart. Believe that he died on the cross and paid the price for your sin. Believe that he died for you on the cross. Jesus asked the question here, believest thou this? And if you believe it with your head, oh friend, why not? Why not tonight? Believe it with your heart. Receive Christ as your Savior. Go home tonight, knowing your sins forgiven, knowing you have a home in heaven, knowing it's well with your soul, knowing if anything happens tonight or any other time, you'll be absent from the body at home with the Lord. And that's a wonderful thing to know, friend. It's good to be saved. It's good to be born again. It's good to know Christ as your Savior. Brother, tonight, you'll never regret getting saved. You'll never regret it in life. The Christian life is the best life, a life of joy and peace. You'll never regret it in death. You'll never regret it in eternity. But if you don't get saved, well, it make much difference to your life. But when it comes to death, you'll regret it. And when it comes to eternity, you'll regret it. You come tonight to Christ. He's alive. And he's able to save you. And make a new creature out of you. And give you a life of joy, a life of peace, an abundant life. Thank you tonight for having me. And thank you for listening. Amen.